You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Est-ce qu'il y a faute? Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bale? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
Le punt is Jack Critchley.
Hello and welcome to day 6 of the Euros Punt Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley and we've got 3 games to look forward to. After the disappointment of just 2 games yesterday, I know, actually having to make plans in the afternoon, scandalous, we're back to 3 and we start at 2 o'clock with Russia against Slovakia. At 5, it's Romania against Switzerland. And then in the evening, it's the hosts, France, are in action against Albania. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Andrew Gibney on that particular match. We'll also be hearing from Alan Moore on the chances of Russia against Slovakia and from the Switzerland camp as well. So plenty coming up on today's podcast. Looking forward to taking you through all 3 of the games. We start, though, as ever, with the trivia question. See if you can answer this. Hope you've been paying attention to the tables. What is Slovakia's highest ever FIFA world ranking? Slovakia, what is their highest ever FIFA world ranking? If you can tell me when it was as well, A, you really need to get out more, and B, bonus points to you. So what is Slovakia's highest ever FIFA world ranking? We'll tell you at the end of the show. Well, let's start then with the game in Group B that kicks off at 2 o'clock. It's Russia against Slovakia, and as ever, Lee Phelps is here to educate you. Today, it's all about Russia.
Welcome to Russia, where the country's greatest museum, the Hermitage in St. Petersburg, is home to around 70 cats. They guard the treasure from rodents. The museum also has almost 14 miles of marbled corridors. Moscow has a restaurant where they hire only twins. The identically dressed siblings serve its hungry clients with food and drink. You never know, you might get chicken foot soup there. Kolodezh is a traditional delicacy in the nation. If you're over in Russia and the temperature drops to below minus 20, then you're okay pulling your ears down on your Ushanka fur hat. If it's any warmer than that, don't do it. They'll think you're a wimp. Let's finish on this one. Russian leaders have no qualms about showing you how talented they are. Mikhail Gorbachev recorded an album of romantic ballads. Vladimir Putin has a judo DVD.
Educational and informative, this podcast. This is the Euros Punt from William Hill. Let's have a closer assessment of this game. It is Russia against Slovakia. Russia were lucky, some would say, to get a point against England. They scored in the 91st minute. Beluzhitsky with the header. It is Russia's latest ever goal in the European Championships. But interestingly, 3 of Russia's last 4 goals in the Euros have come in the final 11 minutes of a match. So will they leave it late again? That is the question. We spoke to Alan Moore, who is a writer at championat.com and follows Russian football closely. He was in Moscow at the time of talking to him. And we asked him, what was the reaction to the late drama?
Before the tournament, people were really worried. I mean, it was very low key. People were not really pumped about it because the Russian team haven't really performed the last while, and with the spate of injuries that we've had, it looked really, you know, it looked like it was going to be a disaster. However, when England went a goal up and should have been about 4 goals up at least in the first half of the game on Saturday, most people were switching off their TV sets. I didn't, thankfully, and the start of the second half, we saw that, you know, Russia could come back and actually do something. And you know, when they equalize, you know, when they equalize in such a last moment, it really lifted a lot of people. So it's that kind of a bit of fighting spirit. However, it's people are still a bit worried about the next 2 games.
There's plenty of enhanced odds on the William Hill console for this match. Go to Russia v Slovakia and you'll find them at the top of the page. Artem Zuber to score and Russia to win was 5-2, now 7-2. Zuber to score and Russia to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 7-1. That's been boosted to 8-1. And Zuber to score, Russia to win and both teams to score. A lot of information to take in there, but it was 9-1. It's now 10-1. Well, Zuber seems to be the man to keep on side, but does Alan see him scoring in this?
He should do. My opinion of Artem Like we nicknamed him Big Daddy here because he's a lad who's big, always looks out of shape and is very lazy. He has the ability to score goals. The only issue is how many times he gets caught offside in a game. If I was to look at a first score for Russia, yeah, he'd be the one. It won't be Berezutsky again because I think he had a nosebleed when he went that far forward. So Juba, yeah, he'd be likely to score. So you've got some nice odds there on like on a Juba goal and a Russia win. I mean, it looks quite a nice, tasty offering.
And finally, I pressed Alan for a correct score prediction. How did he see this game going?
See, I just have an awful feeling that there won't be, you know, there will be some action, but, you know, both teams are a bit sort of, you know, profligate in front of goals. So my own prediction, this was this under 2.5. So, you know, it could be 2-0 or 1-1.
Some correct score group betting then around about halfway down the page on the William Hill website. Russia to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 19-10. Slovakia by the same scorelines to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, 16-5. Russia to win 3-0, 3-1 or 3-2, if you fancy a goal fest, 7-1. And Slovakia by the same scorelines, that is 12-1. If you fancy it to end all square, 1-1, 2-2 or 3-3 is 7-2. Well, the under 2.5 goals that Alan predicted is 8-15. If you fancy the overs, though, instead, if you want to go against what Alan was saying, you fancy there to be plenty of action, it's 11-8. All of the markets are available on the William Hill website. And before we go, a quick fact for you. Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, is the only capital in the world which borders with two other countries. So Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, is the only capital city in the world that borders with two other countries. Don't forget, we asked you at the start of the show, what is Slovakia's highest ever FIFA World ranking? We will tell you the answer at the end of the show. But let's move on to the 5 o'clock kickoff. It's Romania against Switzerland. Well, we saw Romania on the opening evening, and they were unlucky, some would say, to lose to France 2-1 with a last-minute goal from Dimitri Payet. Switzerland, despite their opposition going down to 10 men, they saw off Albania by a single goal. And Granit Xhaka created the joint most goal-scoring chances, made the most passes in any opening game, and had the most touches as well. So hope for Arsenal fans, although whether their team needs any more touches is up for debate. Romania against Switzerland, historically very even. 5 wins each, and the other two have ended a draw. And Romania have kept only one clean sheet in their last 14 games at the Euros. So I asked the Swiss football expert from Football Manager Oliver Zeisiger whether the Swiss fans thought that they should have had more.
Yes, especially in the second half. With Albania down to 10 men, we should have dominated the game more and we should have scored a second or maybe a third goal. And in the end, Switzerland was lucky not to concede.
Well, Romania-Switzerland gets underway at 5 p.m. Romania at 9-4. The draw is 21-10 and Switzerland are 7-5. The enhanced odds are Bogdan Stanciu to score and Romania to win. That was fives. It's now sevens. Stanciu to score and Romania to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 9-1. That's been boosted to 10-1. Florin Andone to score, Romania to win and both teams to score. That was 12s, it's now 14s. And on the Swiss side of things, Jerdan Shaqiri to score and Switzerland to win was 19-5. That's up to 5-1. And Shaqiri to score and Switzerland to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That's 8-1. Granit Xhaka to score and Switzerland to win with both teams scoring was 14-1. It's now 16-1. And I asked Oliver for a goal scorer pick from the Swiss team.
Shaqiri could be a very good option to score. He's our main goal-scoring threat. Seferovic, on the other hand, if you saw the Albania game, he squandered 2 big chances. He's not a goal-scoring type. He's only scored 1 goal in the last 6 months, so I don't really expect him to score. Mehmeti is in the same category as Seferovic. I could see another goal after a set piece from Schär. Schär is very good at headers in the attacking third, so I could see him score again. Or Gemayli, who had a couple of chances against Albania, who hit the post after a free kick. I could see him score. But our main threat is Jerdan Shaqiri.
Fabian Schär, 9-2 anytime, 12-1 to get the first goal. If you'd been on him in the Albania game, you'd be laughing. And Gemayli, 12-1 first, and the same price, 9-2 any times. And finally, I asked Oliver for his prediction for the game.
1-1. I think a point could be enough to secure second place already. I don't think we'll beat France. Maybe a point is in it. I don't know. But if France wins against Albania, who knows who they will play against us, because they will be almost qualified as group leaders. So a point would be, in my book, a point would be enough. A win, of course, is always better.
Romania, Switzerland, then the second game on Wednesday, and the second game for both of those teams in Group A. Later on Wednesday at 8 p.m, France, the hosts, take on Albania. They scored late on. Dimitri Payet with a cracking strike late on after Romania had battled back. Albania have never beaten Le Bleu in France, whilst France have lost just one of their last 11 games at Stade Vélodrome. But France have only kept two clean sheets in 17 games at the Euros. But at 1-5, they are surely unbackable. So enhanced odds for you, Dimitri Payet to score and France to win was 6-4, now 2-1. Payet to score and France to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0 was 7-2. That's become 4-1. And Paul Pogba to score, France to win and both teams to score was 8-1, now 9-1. We spoke to Andrew Gibney, a French football expert and journalist, who told us there might be some changes in the French team for this game.
There's been talk of Didier Deschamps may possibly maybe not resting, dropping Pogba and Antoine Griezmann after their performances against Romania, with either Anthony Martial, Kingsley Coman, those are guys coming in. I can see him maybe going the same way, but the keeper talking about him going to 4-2-3-1 instead of the 4-3-3, so you can get the likes of Payet, Martial, Coman into the same team with Giroud leading the line. So there could be a couple of changes on Wednesday. I think more attacking than defensive to try and keep that the run of wins going.
After his exploits against Romania, Dimitri Payet will be extremely popular, and he's on the enhanced odds, as I said, to score and France to win was 6-4, now 2-1. Seems a great bet. He is 29-20 to score any time, and he is also 19-10 to score from outside the penalty area. So I asked Andrew whether he thought that Dimitri Payet could get on the score sheet once more.
I think definitely, not just because of his play sort of during the game, but it's his set pieces as well. Albania were a little bit lax in bringing down Switzerland quite often in their first game, and also with a new defender in place with Sana being suspended. You've got to think that the players that France have, he's going to win free kicks, they're going to win corners, and you can see Payet being at the forefront of the attack. And I would definitely have been 2-1 for France to win, Payet to score. It's a bit of you've got to put something on that just in case, because if someone is going to score, he's as likely as anyone on that attack.
Well, France have only kept two clean sheets in their last 17 games at the Euros. And I asked Andrew whether the French fans are worried about their back line.
Probably not worried. I think the defence has always been the weak point. That was the sort of expectation of going into the tournament, that it's going to depend on how well they play. And there's been some sort of people disappointed with Patrice Evra's performance. And I think that obviously conceded the penalty. I don't think that it's more going to be a worry when it comes to the knockout stage. I don't think they're that worried about Albania and then Switzerland, the last group game. I think it'll become more of an issue when they get against the bigger teams, because yeah, the defence does look very shaky.
In the correct score group betting, France to win 3-0, 3-1 or 3-2 is 16-5, whilst France to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 13-10. I asked Andrew to see if he could choose us a correct score for this game.
I'm thinking here between sort of 3-0 and 4-0, and I think maybe 3 is the 4. Albania would have to probably collapse because they would maybe shut up shop after 2. But yeah, I think 3-0 is a really good bet. I mean, the way the France defence is, can you see Albania maybe nicking something from a set piece or a chance? 3-2, yeah, you're looking at a complete collapse. I'm heading for 3-0.
Well, France 3-0 is available at 19-10. 4-0 France is 9-2. So that's all the games assessed on Wednesday. Plenty of action still to come throughout the week as well. Looking forward to the second group games. All of the matches can be found on William Hill's website, williamhill.com. All of the enhanced odds as well are on there until the start of the match. You can also bet in play too. So before we go, just time to give you the answer to today's trivia question. What was Slovakia's highest ever FIFA world ranking? Well, it was fairly recently. It was in August 2015. Hope you didn't Google. 14th was the place that they rose to. 14th was their highest ever FIFA World ranking. And you can see how Slovakia get on against Russia at 2 p.m, Romania against Switzerland at 5 p.m, and then capping the day off nicely with France against Albania from 9. Plenty more podcasts available on the new section of the William Hill website. The Euros punts will be back tomorrow, and we look forward to speaking to you then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.